Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of the On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca with Steve Carney, the Hall of Famer of WBE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, and Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. By the way, for an exclusive news on George St. Pierre, broken by Rory, check out the MMA Ground and Pound Show. And Rory, you see me be fired, put it that way. Now, let's get to WWE news. Let's get to Absolution. Yes. Steve, what do you think of the Absolution, and specifically the abs on the solution of Amanda or Mandy Rose?
Yeah, I think that I'm going to have to find some holy water to get some Absolution there, because it's funny, like they call it Absolution, and all you do is think naughty thoughts there, Joe.
Naughty thoughts? You? Naughty thoughts?
That's right.
Come on.
No, you. I'm
allowed to think of naughty thoughts.
Sounds like you guys are both having a rendition of wild thoughts. That's what that sounds like.
Naughty thoughts. All right. So let's look at the Clash of Champions coming up in about 10 days from now. Clash of Champions just announced Natalya up against Charlotte for the SmackDown. It's a SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view. First start off with Rory. Don't give me your pick, but are you excited for this match?
I'm excited for the invasion that might happen.
Mm-hmm. So
Charlotte's
going to
get stomped out. Either which way, it doesn't matter if she wins or loses. Charlotte's about to get stomped out.
So when you say the invasion, be more specific.
The girls that are invading the SmackDown locker room right now that did a number on Becky Lynch.
The Riot Squad.
Yes. The Riot
right.
Squad.
But me and Steve are thinking about another invasion where it's rumored, and if you've seen Ronda Rousey's latest promo for a new website, RondaRousey.com, yes, I am in that promo. She's training with another lady who's in that match, Natalya. Right, Steve?
Yeah, there's all the photos of Ronda Rousey working with Natalya. I certainly think that, and I know that you were thinking about possibly seeing Ronda Rousey around the Royal Rumble. I think it would be real interesting to hold her off television completely, not show her at all. You could show, you know, Marina Shafir and Jessie Duke, Shayna Baszler. But leave Ronda, you know, we have a fourth to go up against your fourth, and you know who it is, and you don't even have to mention Ronda's name, and imagine the pop that would happen in New Orleans when Ronda Rousey walks out on the ramp as the fourth member to go up against the four horsewomen of WWE. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, and now before Rory says anything about it, there are rumors going around that we mentioned this a couple times already about having a ladies' Royal Rumble and a ladies' Elimination Chamber. Steve, can those rumors come to fruition? And do you think both of them, because we're talking about Royal Rumble in January and February, we're talking about Elimination Chamber. And by the way, I've gotten a text here, Sasha Banks is going up against Paige, but look for another draft or whatever they called it last time, replacement or whatever, with Sasha Banks moving to SmackDown and Carmella moving to Raw.
Well, as the women's Money in the Bank winner, it doesn't surprise me that they would do that in any sort of superstar shakeup, which is what they called it the last time. I'd be interested now to do a women's Royal Rumble. I don't think that you're going to do a 30-woman Royal Rumble, but remember the original Royal Rumble for the men was only 20 person, and it wouldn't be that out of sorts to do a 20-woman Royal Rumble with maybe a surprise here or there, and we've said a couple of names in the past, I said, how cool would it be to see Gail Kim come out one last time in the Women's Royal Rumble? You mentioned Kelly, who's been training and looking to possibly make a comeback. I think that a 20-woman Royal Rumble isn't out of the question, but I think a 30-woman Royal Rumble is.
Ronnie, your thoughts?
Well, if Carmella goes over to the Raw side, you already know what she's about to do on the A side, featuring with Kaz, and probably reuniting Enzo Amore and actually bringing that team back together, where maybe at some potential time she'll have the Women's Championship, and they might potentially pick up the tag team titles, because I think the Enzo gimmick will come to an end once Cass somehow comes back around and have them as a heel tag team. That's just food for thought. A women's elimination chamber would be interesting to see how they could place that. If it'd be nice to put some brutes into that match, a lot of physicality could happen. And these ladies would have to put their bodies on the line. As far as a Royal Rumble, yeah, it makes some interesting moments to have, some people come back. Why not have Lita to show up, as a special person to join into the ring, or even run an angle where you could even use Ronda. We just made the mention of Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey gets into that Royal Rumble women match, would be pretty interesting also too. So let's just see what happens in the next coming of months.
All right, two questions following up on that. If there is a Women's Royal Rumble, who wins, Steve?
What? Well, if it's a Women's Royal Rumble, I think that you probably see one of the teams that just arrived being a big part of it, and it wouldn't surprise me to see them say, okay, Paige, this is your time. I don't think that the other five women, whether it's in Absolution or the Riot Squad, have enough experience to handle being the winner of a Women's Royal Rumble and going on to take on the Women's Champion at WrestleMania. But could you? I think that a Paige Carmella or a Paige Alexa Bliss match at WrestleMania for the women's title, or maybe a triple threat, kind of like with Seth Rollins intervening in the Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar match at WrestleMania in San Francisco. Imagine seeing Paige and Alexa Bliss, and all of a sudden here comes Carmella to make it a triple threat. That would be interesting as well.
All right, Murray.
It all depends, right? Who would I see winning? You have to go by who's strong right now. If it's on the Raw side, you got to look at Asuka. If it's on the woman side, you have to look at Charlotte. Like, you have to go with your heavy hitters right now.
All right, Rory, you're not adding anything. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here, all right? I've been sneaky and telling everybody to watch out this. It's the first. It's the Royal Rumble. Or whatever, 20 ladies, 15 ladies, 10 ladies, or whatever, 2 seconds into it, announced out of nowhere, Ronda Rousey comes and throws out somebody. Ronda Rousey takes on Charlotte at WrestleMania. Done deal. Now, I'll start off with you, Rory. Who wins this year's Royal Rumble on the men's side?
Well, we've been hearing a lot of rumblings, and you already know I want to go with the fan favorite. I don't want to say the Raw side. It's going to be probably something from SmackDown. I hate to do this to myself, but he's been suppressed right now. Maybe Shinsuke Nakamura?
No. All right. Enough of you, Rory, for a little bit. Steve, go ahead.
For me, it's the red side. Vince loves to make the red side the strong side. And right now, there is nobody stronger. And, what a surprise it's going to be, not really, when Braun Strowman ends up winning the Royal Rumble and going on to take on Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania for all the marbles.
But, Steve, Well, hold on, Steve. Wouldn't that be the logical pick?
Of course it's going to be the logical pick.
So,
and but it would have been the logical – you know, the fans would have loved it last year to see Braun Strowman end up in the main event at WrestleMania. But it's just like a couple of years ago when Roman Reigns was hot at WrestleMania and they waited a year too long, and then he came out the next year and he got booed out of the building and ended up winning the Royal Rumble. I just have that feeling that Vince is going to do the same exact thing.
Okay, so if you had to pick your sleeper pick or like your gut feeling, eliminate Braun Strowman, who would you say else?
Okay. Well, here's a moment that you never thought might happen to win a Royal Rumble, but how about winning the Royal Rumble on a premonition? With the 7 inches taking part and seeing a broken Matt Hardy.
Oh, so you're talking about delete Royal Rumble. Okay, I get it.
delete. I am deleting 29 other wrestlers so I can go on to win the Rumble of Royals because his son is royalty. He's King Maxwell.
All right, so on that note, I was actually going to ask that question. What do you think of Matt Hardy being woken or broken? And I want to see his real-life father-in-law involved in vignettes, Steve, because that father-in-law, you know him very well.
Yes, Senor Benjamin, his plays the gardener.
Wasn't that guy Steve Dumick actually your partner because Mr. Grouchy or what?
Oh well, you know I don't think he does gardening anymore, but so I don't think you have to worry about that. But yeah, it should be. I think the woken gimmick is what it's going to end up being because of course the Matt Hardy's going to own the broken. Is going to own the broken name, but you know the likenesses and the mannerisms. They'll just use it as Woken Matt Hardy, and hopefully they bring in Matt's wife Rebecca and King Maxwell and Senor Benjamin and Vanguard One, and we start having these really really cool video vignette pieces, especially as Jeff Hardy gets closer and closer to returning, and he can. Be Nero, and because they won't call him Brother Nero, he'll just be Nero and go that route. Or
right,
my brother
now,
Nero.
Now I want to ask you. Let's switch to Impact Wrestling here. They given up on that that Matt Hardy character. The fight that was going on for like 7-8 months. They also announced they're moving to Toronto, and they also announced anybody who does not want to be part of Impact Wrestling can ask for their release. How smart is that? Secondly, Chelsea Green, or Laura Van Nelis, who just captured the ladies' title on Impact Wrestling, has asked for her release. Now, in case you don't know, she's not my girlfriend, I wish, but she is Zack Ryder's girlfriend, Zack Ryder making a woo, woo, woo all the time. Could we see Chelsea Green in the WWE very, very soon? Rory, you start us off.
Would the logical sense probably be yes?
Is that what you're going to add to this whole show? You know what? You're still going to be deleted. Steve, go ahead.
Well, if you're going to let Madison Rain, who is Josh Matthews' wife, Josh Matthews, of course, the commentator for Impact Wrestling, Madison Rain had a tryout at the WWE Performance Center, and it would not surprise me to see her join the NXT roster here pretty soon. I wouldn't be surprised to see Chelsea Green, a.k.a. Laurel Van Ness, down in Orlando for a tryout, especially if she's asked for and Anthem is going to grant her release. I think they're crazy to do it, at least at least at the time being. You have to find a way to get the belt off her. You're not going to be able to put her in a sharpshooter and ask for Earl Hebner to call for the belt because, oh, yeah, Earl Hebner is not with the company anymore either. So I'm really interested to see what exactly is going to go down with them.
All right. Now, as we close out this episode of the On the Mat show here on barnburner.ca, I'm going to spoiler here. NXT, what's going on in NXT? Johnny Gargano is next in line. They taped the shows to take on Almas. But is he next in line to take on Almas? Like, they booked the show. They made him the number one contender. Now there's questions if he is the number one contender. All right, Steve, figure this out.
Yeah. You know, I've seen the spoilers of the tapings. And, you know, Johnny Gargano is a guy that I really like. I think he's a fantastic worker. I think he has a great personality, great work, good face in the ring, and the stuff that he does is fantastic. I don't know if I would go immediately to putting him into the title hunt because last I checked, I think Tommaso Ciampa is close to returning. I mean,
yes,
not in the next week or two, but you know, before the NXT Takeover event in Philadelphia. I was under the impression that Ciampa would be back for that event, and maybe he will be. Maybe this is just something to give Almas a contender, and then you bring in Ciampa to mess with Gargano, and that gives Drew McIntyre an opportunity to heal from his injury, and so basically everything becomes status quo, and this is just basically placeholder time.
All right, Rory, your thoughts.
Well, why is Aleister's Black name not even being added to this mix? If anything, the most logical pick would be having him be next in line for the number one contendership.
Is this what you're going to add? That's all. All right. Anyways, Rory, tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
On Twitter, RoryEGO.
All right. Thanks for contributing absolutely nothing. All right, Steve Carney, tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
Hold on. Let me catch my breath because I love this stone faced heel persona that Rory has come out with. This is I'm officially marking out over here for you, Rory. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carney, SteveCarney, with Jimmy. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on 620 WDAE here in Tampa with my friend Steve Dubik. And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, you can always listen live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
And Rory, last question. Do you want to call out anybody in the WWE or Impact Wrestling for taking supplements?
Do I have an hour?
No, you got 4 minutes.
Go ahead. Let's just pass.
All right, a pass. All right, go drink your Starbucks. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, Jeff.